This is St. Louis Public Radio. What do you do if you discover a bird living in your chimney? That's what one St. Louis resident wondered when she learned that a federally protected bird called the chimney swift was nesting just above her fireplace. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, many Missouri residents find themselves in this situation every spring.
Michael Voorhees lives in St. Louis Hills. About a month ago, she heard a strange noise.
I was just sitting at home watching TV, and I heard what sounded like a bird outside, and then I realized that it was actually much closer to me, and it was in the chimney, in the fireplace.
At first, she thought the animal was stuck.
I couldn't get him out, so my landlord sent this wildlife company over to have a look at the fireplace, and that's when they let me know that they weren't trying to leave, they were trying to live in my fireplace. And those were the chimney swifts, which I had not heard of before.
The chimney swift is not endangered, but is protected by the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act. State ornithologist Sarah Kendrick says that means
so you can't harass them in any way, so you're going to have to wait until the nesting is over,
which lasts about a couple months. For some residents, that's not something they want to hear.
Sometimes people react almost horrified. How could we possibly do nothing?
That's Roger Holloway, Director of Operations at the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park. They get about a half dozen calls a year about the chimney swift. But the people who hear the most about chimney swifts are animal control experts like Michael Buran, who owns the Wildlife Command Center.
Wildlife Command Center in St. Louis, Missouri, fields about three or four chimney swift calls a day during the nesting season. And we're in the height of the nesting season right now.
That's who Voorhees hired to inspect her chimney.
We came out and we saw that it was a female chimney swift with a nest and young. We came in and we fitted the damper so that it closed tight so that the birds couldn't get inside, and also so the creosote and the soot wouldn't be kicked up into the house itself.
Until the nestlings become able to fly out of the chimney, that's all that can be done. The chimney swift is a small, weird-looking bird. Kendrick says they're often described as flying cigars.
They really hold their legs into their body when they fly, and their heads are not very distinct from their bodies. So it just looks like a cigar shape with wings.
Buran says the noises the hatchlings make can sound a little unusual.
The young chicks have a very unique and mechanical sound that is unnatural, unworldly even. It's like a mechanical humming type of a sound. And so it freaks a lot of people out.
A piece of foam can be placed inside the damper if the birds get too loud. But apart from the noise, having chimney swifts around may not be such a bad thing.
The birds are hugely beneficial. They eat a ton of insects. And I mean a lot of insects.
Voorhees is planning on getting a cap installed on her chimney once the birds move out to prevent more animals from coming in. But oddly enough, she's taken a liking to her new roommates.
I almost get excited when I hear them because I know that like one of them's come back and they're feeding or they're eating, and so I think it's kind of neat. I feel like I've gotten attached to them a little bit. So they were telling me, you know, they might leave in a couple of days to a week. And I'm like, today they told me that. And I was getting a little sentimental because I feel like I don't want them to leave now.
In future nesting seasons, she could do what some people do every spring. Leave the chimney open so that the birds have a place to stay. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.